powered by passion. It's National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with your host, National Fixed Operations Training Manager, Corey Smith.
Welcome to Fixed Ops 5. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with National Auto Care. Today, I'm being joined by Zach Wakazuru, owner of an RV store. Zach, welcome to Fixed Ops 5.
Hey, great to be here, Corey. Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to talk about RV. Now, National Auto Care is in the RV space, the power sports space, and automotive. This podcast has really been heavily dominated by the auto world. So I'm really excited to have you on this podcast talk about the RV space. But before we get into this podcast, tell our listeners what you do for work right now, the company you work for and own, and what got you into the RV space.
Sure, Corey. So I work for Paul's Bow RV. The owner is Ken Wakazuru. He's my father. Family-owned business. We've been in business for, we're going over 35 years now. And I'm in operations, service, a little bit of sales.
Where is the company located? What city?
Well, we're all over Washington State. So from north to south. Our main location is in the greater Seattle, Kent area. But we have a Mount Vernon location, Everett location, then the Kent location, and we have a Fife, and our newest store is Sumner, which I'm awesome. At right now.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day running all these dealerships and the operations part of it, both sales and service, to really educate us on the RV space. So let's dive right into my first question, right? Do you feel RV and automotive are similar?
Very similar, but also very different. So,
how so?
Sure. So we've always said that RVs are about 5 to 10 years behind cars, okay? And that means the car industry kind of paved the way for the RV industry. And that's still the case. I think the RV industry is starting to catch up. We're starting to kind of copy and imitate more of the car industry a little bit closer. You really see that in the service side and in the internet side and, okay. and how we do that.
Now, when COVID hit, right, did RV sales go through the roof for you? Was there a huge uptick in sales?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sales skyrocketed, but only as much as supply could allow, right? So unfortunately, due to all the restraints from COVID, supply was really low. Resources, materials, manufacturers, they couldn't get, you know, refrigerators and all sorts of appliances and parts to appliances that they needed to build these RVs. And so us as the dealer, we got a limited supply. And but the customer, you know, that's we've seen a huge boom. They said it was, I mean, the huge 50%, 100% of people are RVing now as a result of COVID. And we've seen that. We've seen that boom, and it's quieted a little bit, but I see it picking up again and taking off.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I was reading a lot of articles with the housing market boom, right? People were selling their homes, and instead of going out and buying a new home, they were stashing that money and going out and buying an RV, right? And with travel being limited, you had those other customers that were coming in and buying an RV to do vacations in, and instead of going in an airplane, then, you know, getting a rental vehicle, then staying at a hotel. So you had almost an influx of two different buying motives, right? To come in and say, I don't want to buy a house yet until the housing market settles down. I want to go on vacation, but the resort that I normally go to is closed due to COVID. So I want to do some outdoors events, right? So sales have settled down a little bit since we've kind of got back to quote unquote normal from COVID. Is that right?
Sales is going through a process right now. And we're really seeing a gravitation towards more motorhomes. Okay.
Wow.
So the manufacturers, actually, that's a good question. The manufacturers are actually cutting back on production. We've seen a lot in the towable area and in the fifth wheel area, and we're seeing a huge gravitation towards motorhomes, and especially Class Bs and smaller motorhomes as well as bigger ones. So the uptick in motorhome sales is has really been a great thing, and we've seen that, and we've seen we've seen educated buyers, and we're seeing Corey, we're seeing a lot of the millennials. And we're seeing a lot of the, they call them, I guess, the Z generation that's coming up. It's a little bit younger than me. I'm more like a closer to a millennial. But we're seeing those buyers come out of the market, and we're seeing a really educated buyer. And that's the great thing, right? So product education, and we're seeing that go on. And with the millennials, they want a comfortable technology, and they want everything very accessible, and they don't want to travel a lot. So people, like you said, they don't want to get on planes. They don't want to travel that way. And so they want to stay closer to home. And what we're seeing is with these buyers is, it's taking more time, and with the interest rates and everything happening, we're seeing that kind of leveling off, which is good. That sent the leveling off. The housing market, I'm ready to put my house on the market soon here, back on the market. And I'm noticing it's in the area, it's picking up. People are buying now.
Okay.
And there's pending sales and everything like that. And that's kind of, we're seeing that starting to boom here in the beginning of the year. We had a much better month than we did, started at the beginning of the year than we did at the end of the year.
Okay.
So I believe that will carry through, and we'll have a great year.
Now, it's interesting where we talk about RV and automotive being very similar, similar processes, trying to share similar technology, catching up with where auto is, right? But you made a good point when you talked about it earlier, is that you have motorhomes and then you have tow behinds. And for a person like myself that's never owned one of these amazing machines, right, I like the motorhome personally than a tow behind, because I feel like I have more control of it. That's just my personal preference. But for you as a store in a mix, and you carry different brands where they can be a motor, right? Just like a regular car, right? Or some customers will pick a smaller version, or even, I mean, that fifth wheel version that you had at your lot when I came to visit you that time, that's pretty big. I mean, these things are pretty expensive. It's like buying a house.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is.
And so you're finding that the customer is buying more motor than they are tow behinds?
I am. We are. Yes. Yes, we are by far. And the manufacturers are reflecting that, like I was saying. And you're absolutely right. It definitely follows cars. But see, in the sense that it's a motor and you can travel and you can drive and go anywhere, and the sky's the limit there. But the thing about it is, the difference is that a motorhome is a lifestyle. And I think there's some similarity to cars, because you have a brand, right? You have a brand, you're a Mercedes or a Ford or a Chevy guy or a Chevy dealer and a Chevy customer. With RVs, it's a lifestyle. So people are living this lifestyle. They're going out on the road. They're living, and often they want to do it on one tank, we call it, meaning they just want to go out there, and they don't want to go to a station, and they want to be off on the road and off on their own in the wilderness. RVs, we see off the grid. We see off the grid customers, and I mean, they want to be out on their own. They want to be all over. And it's an exciting thing. So yeah, there's some similarities and some differences.
Yeah, I really like your philosophy on that, right? Off the grid. How has the internet changed your process for the dealership and the buying motive for the customer on an RV?
Oh, dramatically. Like it did with cars, I think probably 5 or 10 or 10 or probably 20 years ago. You're seeing very competitive pricing. And we see that across the market, right? Across the state. We're competing with dealers in Texas and California and Oregon and all over. So
wow.
Everything is pricing in so many ways. It's becoming that. It's not quite at the level that cars are, but you have, it's so important to have an internet team. And that's what we're putting together right now, is an internet team where each store has one or two or a few, just a few salespeople that handle the internet leads and doing the pricing and everything like that. And you really want to be strategic, and you want to be on top of those cars. Top of those leads, just like cars. It's like a five minute turnaround, a 5 to 10 minute response. You want to be in that area. And so it's extremely competitive. That's just the way it is. We're following the car that way. And especially in the towables, like you were saying, in the towable area, in the motorhomes, it's still more about luxury, more about lifestyle. It's more expensive. It's a higher product level. But yeah, definitely for the towables, you really see that.
Huh, that's an interesting outlook. I love that. So what is the RV buyer looking for when they come in to buy, right? Are they seem, from what you're telling me, they seem more educated because of the internet, right? More educated buyer, right? They might have a brand preference, but what are they looking for when they come into your dealership?
They're looking for customer service, and they're looking for you to answer their questions correctly.
And that's very similar to the automotive space and even power sports, right? It's I want to get from point A to point B. That's what I'm using my car for, right? I want to escape and get off the grid, both with my RV and my power sport, right? So do you have to have a process? Do you have a written process at your dealership that everyone has to adhere to on how to take care of that customer?
We don't have a narrowed down, like, word for word script that every salesman or every representative gives, but we have coaching, we have training that we constantly use to load people's lips and to give them the verbiage and give them the general feel of what we want to communicate to our customers. And what that really is starts with is customer service. Is customer service and quality, and taking them out and showing them the lifestyle of RVing, what that's all about.
Man, I love that. And that's very similar to automotive, right? It's having a subject matter expert as a salesperson at your dealership, answering their questions, showing and selling the excitement, right? Again, it's a lifestyle. It's asking questions, having them understand what makes you different, your proposition, right? The value that you're giving them. And that's very equal into the car business as well. So in your mind, in your point of view, what does the future hold for RV for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say it's all about, a lot of it is the younger generation. Like I was saying earlier, it's about meeting that kind of that younger generation and what they're looking for, the next buyer. We still have a lot of people retiring, so we're trying to meet and gravitate towards their needs as well. And it really is in the motorhome market. It's in the motorhome market is where the industry is moving towards to meet those buyers. Cause that's, you see a lot of the tech buyers and the Amazons and these, and the people coming out there that are looking to buy this stuff, buy these motorhomes. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time. Yes, much more is online. I think we're going to go more online with service. We're, you know, working with you, Corey, to increase our service technology, and from phones to iPads to computers and everything. We're becoming more like cars in that way, and more professional, a true profession at the tech and in the service and industry.
Yeah, no, I really like that. So with the RV customer, are you getting your stock back up, right? Are you getting more RVs that are coming in? Are you changing the mix from tow behinds to motorhomes? I mean, that takes a lot of space, right?
Yes, it does. In the last 6 months, we were lowering our inventory. We weren't ordering. Now we're starting to order. Now we're seeing inventory come in. And you're right, motorized takes up more space, but it's a quality space. You know, you don't need as many on the ground, and it's a different customer coming in the door that's looking for that motorhome. But the towables are still very much alive. They are. We're going to a show soon in Seattle. We're going to be bringing plenty of towables, so you'll be able to find a broad selection there. It's a great step and starting beginning for a RV buyer that's just starting into the market and beginning the RV and try it out. So there's a lot of opportunities still there as well for the RV buyer.
I really like this industry, this RV space, because it was new to me. Because I came from the car world, right? And I've never owned one. But being around these RV dealers over the last couple of years and learning so much from all of our dealers and you included and you and your staff, I appreciate what you guys do in bringing the customer that little excitement, right? So they get a weekend getaway, you know, and something that's their own, right? And they get to plan fishing trips, or they get to go cross country and just live, right? It's pretty exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. Absolutely.
Do you do a lot of RVing yourself?
Not enough. More when I was younger. We'd go out in the class A's and stuff. But I'd love to get out more now. It's starting to, hopefully when the weather warms up, I'll be going out and going camping. I'd like to maybe take a road trip to California. Got family down there. Go visit them.
Awesome. Yeah. What would you like to see in 2023? Whether it's new technology in the RV space, or, you know, if you just look back and say 2023, this is what I'd like to see out of it, right? What is your goal?
Goal is to sell. We want to service more customers, and we want to sell more customers. That's what it comes down to. As far as technology, I would say that, you know, we want to, in the specifically the service side, we want to be as up to date. We want to follow more of the automotive ways of doing things, from texting customers and messaging customers and being on top of our game, replying and of course servicing it. And we have some of the best technicians in the industry, and we have training that we put them through and certifications and so forth. So we certainly want to be on top of that, because of what we're seeing new people come to the market, but we're also seeing people coming back to upgrade to newer RVs. We're seeing a lot of that.
Really?
So it's not so much about, hey, I want to sell everyone. It's about, I want to take care of my customer that I have, and I want to take care of those people walking in the door, especially locally here in Washington State.
What technology do you really want to see come out that is just for RV that you would like to utilize that would help, you know, one facet of your business?
I'd like to see, I believe they do this in automotive too. I mean, if I'm wrong, but is using an iPad or using something where we can just do everything, the RO, everything digitally. There's other dealers that currently do that. And we can process it right to the computer so the service advisor can get right to it. You get rid of a lot of these paper things. I don't know if that'll happen this year, but I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, I think that'd be great too, just from the customer interaction part of it, right? To meet them out in the sales area where they drive in their RV for service, walking around their RV, getting to know the customer, and having that iPad right there and just hitting print instead of walking all the way back into the service desk to do all that stuff again, right? I think you're talking less time, and you're really showing the customer that I'm here for you, right? And not the other way around. You touched on it a little earlier, is technicians, right? Automotive has been having a hard time hiring techs, right? Does RV have that similar problem?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we do. Maybe even more than automotive, because we're more of a specialized field with the construction, the house side too, the house, the plumbing. There's a lot of components that you don't have with the cars, in additional to the cars. But yeah, we have, you know, ads on Indeed, kind of like everyone else. We're very fortunate, though, that we've been able to build up over the last few years and the last 20, 30, almost 40 years now, some very, very educated, very professional and very experienced techs. We're still recruiting. I just talked to the Everett location. They're looking for techs right now. They had some move out of state, and we want to bring people in, and we want to train them from the ground up, too, because ultimately that's the future, right? So yeah. Train people from the ground up. But it is very hard. I want to point out this. The manufacturers are having even harder time in the sense that, unfortunately, many of them, especially on the towable side, due to the changes in the market recently, have had to lay off a lot of their employees. So they're constantly looking for qualified techs. And when they go to the market, when it gets busier, it's always harder to find those people at those times. They're like gold.
Yeah. I mean, when you mentioned, this technician has to be good with motors, plumbing, housing, like construction, HVAC systems, heating systems, there's just so much into it that I didn't really even think of until, we just had this conversation and started talking about it. That's totally different from that technician. So how are you advertising to get more technicians? Are you, are you trying to reach somebody that's really good at construction, or has had some training in HVAC?
So a lot of it's just the standard advertising and Indeed and all those things. But what we like to do is we like to do a lot of word of mouth, and on our dealership too, on our billboards, we're placing it and just kind of advertising that we're looking for tech. And that's a good question as far as who we're looking for. Absolutely. So we definitely advertise. We're looking for people specializing in some of those areas like generator service and house side and all different elements of the RV.
That's really interesting. I mean, that's certainly a lot harder, I would think, than automotive, where I'm just looking for somebody that is a good, fast lube tech or a master tech, that knows car, right? So now you need to, as a technician for RV, you need to know all of those aspects. And if you don't, you need to get the proper certification or training. So that's really interesting, especially your outlook on that. I'm glad you kind of touched upon that. So Zach, we're right up against the time here. What are your three takeaways from this episode in your mind that a service manager, a service advisor, an agent, someone like yourself, an ownership or leadership team at the dealership can really take away from this episode?
Absolutely, Corey. So it's all about culture, right? It's all about culture and reaching that customer that is in that millennial and in that younger generation and bringing that lifestyle to them and giving them what they want, which is that local, closer, technology-driven, easy, convenient RV and experience. I would say next is service is so important in the RV industry, and that's extremely important, and updating us with the latest technology so that we can have newer and more advanced and keeping up with the automotive in that sense. And lastly, motorized. That's where the industry is going. That's where we want our to really drive our customer base and to really service that customer and that smart customer and a more sophisticated customer and the technology of those newer motorhomes. And that's the future. That's the future of RVs.
Thank you for those three takeaways, Zach. Really appreciate it. If you want to deliver a legendary customer experience that keeps the customer coming back to you and encouraging them to invite their family and friends into your establishment, then you've caught the gold standard customer service vision. Do you want a more cohesive team that delivers a higher level of customer service that will result in more revenue for your dealership? We provide the tools, knowledge, training needed to unlock that potential of your dealership. For more information on this topic and others, order submit a question or to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me an email at csmith@nationalautocare.com. Zach, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll end with this last question, like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Corey.
Thank you for watching and listening to National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with Corey Smith, powered by Passion. Be sure to watch and listen to the next episode on the 5th and 20th of every month.